Well, hi there. Spencer Rivers here with the Tuesday, September 21st edition of Well, What Do You Know? It's the last full day of summer. We know that. Better enjoy it. Weather's not too good today, but it's also miniature golf day because golf is better when you have to putt through a windmill, right? The earliest known mini golf game was played in London way back in 1912. They called it golfstickle, golf plus obstacle. Some fun facts. It's also known as putt-putt. The first mini golf course was built in Pinehurst, North Carolina, way back in 1916, complete with fountains and gardens. A few years later, they introduced zany obstacles like windmills and tunnels. Glow-in-the-dark mini golf was invented in Finland as a way to play indoors during the cold, dark winters of Finland. Today is also Pause the World Day. Turn off your phone, TV, whatever else makes noise, except the radio, of course, and you're supposed to chill out in silence today. Cup of coffee, chill out with nature, and World Alzheimer's Day. September 21st is the World's Alzheimer's Day, raising awareness about the degenerative brain disease that slowly robs people of memories and their cognitive ability. And September, by the way, is World Alzheimer's Month. It says here, Pfizer reports their test results of the coronavirus vaccine on kids ages 5 through 11. They've gone well so far. They say a lower dose has been safe and effective. The children involved got a third of what adults have received. Kids report similar side effects, soreness in the arm, fever and aches. No long-term issues were reported. Authorization for the Pfizer shot for young children could come by the end of October, just in time for Halloween. Survey says 1 in 5 people skip breakfast, and that's the most important meal of the day, right? But who really gets up to make it? I have a bowl of cereal in the morning. A new survey finds 7 out of 10 won't set their alarm before 8 a.m. to serve breakfast, but the majority that do wake up and cook are working parents. 1 in 5 say they skip breakfast altogether. There's an investigation into faulty airbags in 30 million vehicles. My goodness. The U.S. auto safety investigators have launched a probe into 30 million vehicles over airbags that are possibly defective. Takata airbag inflators can explode and shoot out metal fragments when activated. 28 people have died. 400 people have reported injuries worldwide. My goodness. All right, that's it for today. Kind of cool. It's going to be cool. And we have some on and off rain today, as you probably noticed. And because of that fatal accident yesterday on the Sodus Parkway because the road was wet, keep that in mind when you're driving today, especially around curves and things like that. Talk to you on Thursday. I'm Spencer Rivers.